Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast series. Welcome to the Winner's Circle. Today I have a special guest. Her name is Melissa, and I am doing a mini series, a Black Woman Self-Care mini series, and she is one of the episodes. And on her episode, we will focus on just meditation, our energy in general, feminine energy. How to balance our daily lives and everything that we do. And me and Melissa, we met through a mutual friend, Fiona, who was on a past episode at a dancing studio. I forget the name of the dance studio, but anyways, hi Melissa, how are you?
Hello, Tamika. I am well.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing a space with me tonight. So let's kind of get into it and let's just talk about self-care for Black women, but through meditation. Can you talk a little bit about your background?
Yes, so many things about my background, but of course, meditation being one of the leading forces of giving me energy throughout so many of my amazing career paths, I would say. But I am a professional dancer. I'm a teacher, an educator, and at the same time, I am a businesswoman, right? I've done so many great works with artists. Some I'm sure you might know, commercials, the list goes on. And through this journey, of course, I've always discovered other things that I can do, and just opening up my palette to multiple possibilities of my career. So very, very career driven. And when we talk about getting into meditation, right? And how that was the leading force for me to really find my purpose and what I love to do. Literally when my career started taking off, and I mean when I started to like perform with Beyonce and just Kelly Rowland and all these other artists, Kanye West, all of them. Now thinking back, this is when I really dived into working on myself and meditation, and not just meditation, but really diving into what is Melissa, and then sporadically all these amazing opportunities, mind you, although I've been training for years, right, just starting to funnel through.
And so now that these kind of these it sounds like these opportunities got you to explore meditation within yourself as you were kind of like exploring who you were, and just learning more about yourself as you're, as you're kind of, I don't want to say going through life, but as you're in different phases of your life, you're kind of relearning yourself in a sense, I feel like. And so what, so with that, what did meditation mean to you? And like what, in the beginning, what did it mean to you? And then that definition of it, did it change over time the more that you grew in the practice?
Oh boy, 110%. I can tell you that I knew I was searching for something, right? And at first it wasn't clear. Like I knew I was searching for peace. I wanted to relax in some way, at one point I wanted to, I won't say escape, but I know that I needed some type of grounding, right? And when I moved out to California, I'm from New York. Brooklyn, New York, right? Grew up in Brownsville. Yes, been through many, many different stages in my life, right? But when I was here in New York, like I did yoga and Kundalini yoga. I did breath meditation work. I did guided meditations. There's so many variations. And I even did Bikram yoga too. And I noticed that this movement aspect, this bringing you're bringing your mind and everything to your center. I was always searching for that, right? So when I moved and I went out to LA, of course, to pursue my career even further, I still was searching for this peace, this growth. I knew I needed to grow. I knew I needed to get better, not just on the outside, but on the inside, right?
Right.
And it was a point where I got really sick in my journey. And I found out that the sickness I had down the road was, I wasn't eating right. I went fully vegan, loved it. But I think we had a conversation about it.
You did.
You make a change, right? Yeah. When you make a change, you have to know also, like, what are the good nutrients to pull out of that diet? And right. I just dived into it, girl. But I ended up having a sickness that literally I couldn't walk, right? Wow. I was limping and I was like, oh no, this is not good. And I literally went on a search for an acupuncturist. I love holistic healing.
Yeah.
So on that journey, when I went to go search for someone, that lady, she introduced me to another person who was just happened to be in LA at the time, who was an amazing healer. As soon as she told me about this woman who was holding something that was called a detox course, right? Okay. That's when I was like, okay, I don't care what it is. I need to go see her. Like, she showed me her photo and everything and told me about her. And by the way, her name is Master Lucia. I said, okay, yeah, just take me. I want to go.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, after I met this amazing woman, Master Lucia, there, and this was about 7 years ago, right?
Okay.
I did her detox course, and we're talking about meditation, right?
Right.
And in this detox course, literally we're sitting in a meditative position, legs crossed, palms facing up.
Right.
And she came around everyone in that course. It was about 10 people that attended. And she guided us through, you know, relax the body. She touched everyone in a certain area. And she explained how energy works. And we can dive into that more later. But everyone had a different effect. And what I noticed from this experience was when you have what we call negative energy in your body, it creates sickness.
Right.
Okay. And it didn't click for me until not only then, but down the line when I started to put pieces together, that's also what was going on in my body.
Right.
I had a lot of past traumas, past situations with family, all of these things bottled up, even in my subconscious mind, right? Things that we grew up with,
right,
that we might bury. It does create sickness in the body. And this is what we call negative energy, things we can't see. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So in this session, I'm sitting there and all of a sudden, Master Lucia, a great teacher, she just touched my forehead, I believe. And my head just went down to the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. It was like, boom. I stayed there the whole time. And I felt this pressure. No one was there. It was the energy literally just take me down.
Mm.
And as soon as I got up and I was like, wait, what happened?
<You know? laughs> Yeah.
Why did my head go down? And everyone had a different reaction. Some was more emotional. Like, I heard what was going around me. Like, I heard people crying.
Yeah.
I heard some people like purging out as well, because it was a full detox course and everyone's energy field. Everyone, you know, receives energy differently. Also expulse energy differently as well. So she explained to me why my head went down. And after that course, believe it or not, Tamika, I felt like I was on wings. Okay.
Wow.
I was like, woo. And I could, you know, just flying around. And I continued to do some practices that she told me, like there was moving meditation and also some other technique that she shared. And I just became lighter. I felt lighter, like to the point where my arms just felt alive. I felt like a weight was lifted off of my shoulders.
Wow.
Right. And at the time, I was just going. You know, when you have an urge and you feel like this is it.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
That's literally what happened. I felt, okay, this is it. This is right. And one thing I can say, and I'm going to say this again, woo, when you have, okay, and you might not know, but when you do have negative energy inside of you, and I mean, when I say negative energy, just can just be anxiety, right? It can also be anger. It can be maybe someone says something to you and you also flip, right?
Right.
And these things, we're human. They happen, but it also creates a cycle. Okay. True. If you notice that negative energy or these situations constantly keep happening, or you might not get to where you want to go,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. It's because it starts from you first. Okay.
Yeah.
You have to literally let go of whatever that is, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, because it's all connected, before you begin to blossom.
Right. And yeah, that's so true.
Lesson. Yeah.
Okay.
So much to share. But yeah.
That's awesome. So in a sense, the meditation helped you, I guess, not only find yourself and what was going on inside of you and heal you as well, but it kind of opened your eyes to a new belief, but maybe like a new belief in yourself of things that you can do, and knowing that you can kind of control some of the things that are happening within you just based on your own energy and how you handle those like feelings and emotions that you do feel, because you are human.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. And we all, every woman, every person has it. It is there. It's just some might not have it awakened, you know?
Right.
But it's all encompassing.
Right.
I've learned that when we talk about energy, although we can't see it, it's all around us, positive and negative, right? At the same time, it's nothing new. Like, you hear about energy from various beliefs, right? Prana, Hindu, even when you in Christianity, the breath of life.
Right.
It's definitely been around for years and said in many various ways. But in everything that we see, from the tree to the sun, there's energy there, right? And at the same time, what we say to ourselves,
right,
even in our minds, what we watch, right? There is an energy exchange there as well. So when you even gave light to me, yes, finding kind of my voice and my power, I won't say my power, but my groundedness and my stance and who I am.
Yeah. Because that's initially what you felt like you were looking for too.
Yes, I found it. And once I found that, girl, what? Ooh, you can't tell me nothing. I mean, vision boards, you know, everything, literally everything that I put up on a vision board. I'm looking at one right now. Every day. But I've taken one down because I accomplished everything on it already.
That's awesome. Wow.
My willingness, my confidence, my urge to get things done has skyrocketed. There's been mornings where I'm getting up and it feels like it's not just me anymore. I just get out of my bed and I'm going, right?
Right.
While previously it was like, oh, I got to get up out of bed.
Right.
You know, like, ugh.
I struggle with that, but I make it out.
You make it out. But we do. But there's something with this meditation that gives, I have a, not just a sense of purpose, but I understand what my mission is, what I want to do, what it is that I have to push forward for the rest of my life. And I feel like when you really understand that, the dots will connect. So all around, full circle, the dots will connect and you'll feel more full. You'll feel more I won't say just energized, but you'll feel like you're at peace. You're one.
Right. Yeah, I've had those moments. Many of my mornings are really struggling to get out the bed, especially during the winter months when it's still dark out early in the morning.
Yes.
But I make it out, you know. Mm-hmm. But it is once I get myself up and out and moving, or just getting myself going, whether, you know, I'm up and I'm just reading something, or just up and kind of just thinking and, you know, having a minute to myself. Once I kind of get it going,
yes,
I get into like this energy and this flow of just like continuing and continuing, to the point where it's almost as if like, I don't know, I can't really describe the feeling, but almost similar to what you said, where you feel like you feel light and you feel like you're just moving and you're going. Like, it's kind of hard to describe, but
it is.
I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Definitely can relate to that. So what would you say then are some of the benefits of meditation when it comes to your mind, when it comes to your body, and when it even comes to like your spirit or like your energy?
Ooh, so many benefits. One, and I can say this because it's happened to me today, mm-hmm. actually. I meditated this morning. But clarity.
Yeah.
Is a strong one. And I know people definitely probably say it a lot, but when you sit in meditation, a lot of times at first, and this happened to me when I first started meditation, there were mm-hmm. just thoughts flowing in and out, right?
Right.
So many thoughts. And as you go throughout your week, this tends to happen. It's normal. But there's also a point of meditation where you sit, you quiet your mind. Literally, sometimes even my body, I feel my blood flow, my chi.
Mm.
And similarly to my what I just explained, that oneness, that fullness, when you find mm-hmm. your purpose,
yeah.
I get messages, right?
Wow.
And I won't even say messages from, like, you know, who knows, from the universe or another source. But let's say if I am working towards something,
right.
I literally this morning, it was like, your followers are your customers.
Right.
Right.
Like your intuition.
Little,
almost.
Yes. It literally wakes up down to writing things to my to-do list. Right.
Right.
Clarifying what I have to do next. And it just, everything just clicks back to back.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Let me write it down after my meditation.
Yeah. That happens to me a lot too, where I'll be meditating or even if I'm not necessarily meditating, but I'm having a quiet moment.
Quiet moment.
I'll sit and I'll do some breaths and I'll really just focus on my breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, next thing you know, I'll have like my pen and paper out next to me and I'll be writing down an entire game plan.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say snap out of it, but like when I snap out of it.
Yes.
Not to sound all like woo woo and crazy.
I know.
But you know, when I snap out of it, I look at it and like I read it over and I'm like, man, wow, that's some good work. Like, wow.
Right?
So it's yeah, so I can totally relate to you on that intuition piece too. And that being mm-hmm. like that clarity and one of the benefits, one of the many benefits of the meditation of just like tapping in. What would you say is a benefit in terms of like your, I know we talked about your body a little bit and we just spoke about like your spirit. What about like your mind? What would you say is like a benefit of meditation for your mind?
Ooh, so many. Well, besides, of course, clear thought. Well, I won't say clear thoughts, but clarity.
Mm-hmm.
I also find peace,
mm-hmm.
right? There's times where,
again, oh my gosh, somebody outside in their car with trap music. I don't know if you can hear it.
I hear it a bit. They're about to move outside. One, two.
Yeah.
She said, oh my
God.
It's New York, hey.
I know, typical New York ambience.
Hey, right, talking about peace. And then we like, hey, turn up.
Right.
But But yes, I do find just a moment to myself to quiet down. There's times right. where, and you know, living in New York, we're go all the time, right? It's like, when do you really find time to sit with yourself? You know how valuable that is? Just 10, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Literally, it's like my recharge button.
Right.
I found out when I was reading that when you can meditate 10, 30 minutes, it's almost like you slept, right? You actually got some rest fully, even though you're not sleeping in the bed. Right. But it is somewhat of a rest time, right? Not just for your mind, but for your body.
Right.
Another thing it does for my mind is, specifically for the meditations I know I've done with Master Lucia and over the weekends, I'm able to sort out what triggers me.
Right.
what doesn't. And sometimes I'm even able to clear out some of the, how can I explain this? I'm trying to explain this as clear as possible. It just takes me back to finding out who I truly am, right? It takes me back to that place. Because again, life is a roller coaster, right? Yeah. It goes up and down. And I'm sure everyone has experienced so much throughout the years, even as we are here now.
Right.
So as I sit with myself and during meditation for my mind, I'm able to really find out, okay, what are my next steps? And it's not so much me thinking hard about it, but it clears my mind so much that I'm able to really see what's coming up next. Right. What was my past? What can be cleared from my past?
Right.
What, again, is my triggers? What aren't my triggers?
Mm-hmm.
And to really settle into who I am.
Right.
Yeah. And that's my basis, because, again, it starts with us, right?
Right.
Finding that clarity, that peace, that love, and even as a Black woman,
yeah,
right? Sometimes we have, I will say triggers, as we all do, that we aren't aware of.
Right.
And when it comes to understanding, and this is, I say this word with three underlines, with understanding,
right.
You're able to understand where that trigger is coming from, right?
Right.
Or even why this person said what, or why this person is acting this way.
Right.
You're able to have so much more understanding to your environment, right? And that's what meditation has done for me. And I'm still on a journey as we speak.
Right. Yeah, I feel like journeys are never ending.
Never ending.
Okay. There's always something new to kind of unravel or like unfold or learn about, or just something new for you to experience, which kind of requires you to tap into a different part of yourself sometimes. I was gonna say, I agree with you there too, like, you know, having those moments where you can sit and have clarity or sit and have quiet and peace. I think that's especially important for us too as Black women, because we haven't had that for God knows how long. You know what I mean? And so it is something that does trickle down throughout the generations, or, you know, grandmother to mother to daughter, and just kind of continues in this, this almost like a cycle, but just kind of continues down the line,
right.
And we keep some of the same habits and some of the same patterns. And so some of our triggers may be the same, you know,
yeah.
A group of us may be the same, or a reaction to a particular thing may be the same because of just the things that we've encountered or experienced as Black women.
Right. Strong Black women. I know. Right. I'm telling you.
Right.
Sometimes we can hold on to so much and we don't really have an outlet. And when I say an outlet, I don't mean, don't get me wrong, dancing, working out, all these things that are amazing, fun, external outlets, but I'm also talking about internally, right?
Right.
Both subconsciously and consciously. That's another outlet that needs diving into, because then you also get into the body, like what energies are triggering you inside. So it's all encompassing. I mean, as a, you know, as a dancer, dancing started out as my first outlet, right? I wasn't able to voice my opinions, right? As clearly, I wasn't able to fully communicate as proficient as I would like to. And dance was it for me. And it made me happy every session, but I knew something was still missing. Like I still need my throat chakra to open. I still need to speak in so many other areas of my life. So even though dance was my outlet and I love it dearly forever, I still had blockages that weren't released. Yeah. Okay. So.
And so how does it make you feel when you hold these spaces? I know I do the weekend meditation sessions with you. I really do try to get up and make either a Saturday or a Sunday session. But how does it make you feel to know that, like, okay, you realize this was kind of like a need that you needed for yourself to kind of get you grounded and to explore and to learn and to heal in a sense? How does it make you feel now that you can provide what you needed to other people who need the same thing too, or who want, or who have an interest in the same thing?
I'm ecstatic. I am super grateful, you know, even for Master Lucia for allowing me to host a space like that, because accessibility is a big reason why I'm doing it. Right. It's never great to hold on to something, right? For yourself.
Right.
The more you share it, the better the world can be. And I noticed that even more so when I shared it with my family. Like now my mom is the most calmest person. Like before I left, my mom was just so angry, you know?
The black moms are never calm.
She was strong. She was at, you know, cooking, cleaning, work, you know, kid, just everything. Yeah. And I had to leave because I felt some of that. But when I came back, and again, this was from my journey. I was away for LA, China. I traveled. I did so much. Right. And when I came back, she was like, "Who are you? are you the same person?" I was like, "Well, let me take you through a journey here."
Right.
And she joined the sessions. I shared it with her, and I see the changes. She even shared it with me. She's like, "Melissa, I don't know. I feel so calm. She's not as triggered. She's not yelling at my brothers like she used to." Yeah. Right? Because another thing, her anger can actually upset some of the sickness that she has. So she's calmed down so much. So to see that within my own family, I was like, "Oh no, yeah. Let's share this amongst my sisters, my brothers, like the community. I'm really trying to spread that love and light, because we hold on to so much and we don't even know it at times."
Right.
Right. I'm sure it's been that situation where we bury things and it's like, it's non-existent, right? Like, "Oh, that happened to me when?" Really? You know, it might come up out of all of a sudden, but it's there. Right. So.
It's there waiting. I've definitely had situations like that where it's kind of like you're like, "Oh, okay." You know, you brush it off. You don't think about it. You push it under the rug, or you just kind of dismiss it and be like, "Whatever, no biggie." And then one little thing will happen and it'll be like, I remember when it just turns to this big thing. And then you're kind of like, "Well, wait, where did that
come from?"
And yeah, it is true. It does stay it is something that is, it's almost kind of dormant.
Right.
Yeah.
And it happens so much to the point where it's like a custom. Okay.
Right.
It's literally somewhat of a norm, and it shouldn't be, right. You know, but honestly it is. So, and I've seen it many, many times. So I'm excited. I've so far since I've been hosting, I've been hearing some amazing, amazing shares, and it inclined me to start, you know, an Instagram page just to educate folks more about what negative energy is, what positive energy is. Because again, it's all related to your health, your wealth, even your career, right?
Right.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
And this is what people definitely need to know and understand, because you might think, you know, it's just me. Maybe I'm not doing things right, or maybe I'm not making the right plans, but it's more than that.
Right.
Definitely is more than just, you know, the analytical planning or putting yourself in certain situations. I know that firsthand. I took 20 dance classes a week, trained with the best, did so much for so many years, and it didn't click until I worked on myself first.
Right. I'm learning that too, through different things, that like it does all just kind of start with you, kind of end with you as well. It really does take like that. You have to really set aside that real time and that real intention and the real focus to really go within yourself for particular things and sort things out. I definitely relate to that as well. So let's see. So now when it comes to meditation, is everyone says like there's different types of meditations and types of like forms. What are some of the ways that you can meditate? Like, does it always have to be sitting? Does it always have to be laying down? Or what are some like techniques when it comes to meditating?
Oh, so many techniques. And I literally dabble in various ones. I mean, from guided meditations where you have an instructor guiding you through the breath, scanning the body, right? I feel like that's a great pre-dive into meditation for a lot of folks that never meditated before.
Right.
Sometimes they might need that guidance.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. I worked with my friend Zenji, and he does guided meditations. And I would go on my lunch breaks and do some sessions with him. And we would do like a lot of breath work and that kind of thing.
Breath work is amazing.
Yeah, which was really, really good. And it did help to have like kind of like that assist, somebody to help you. Because then when I would come home and I would try it on my own, it would be like 20 million things running through my mind. Or all of a sudden, like my toe itched. And I'm like, my toe doesn't itch. But when I'm trying to focus, now my toe's itching. And then I'm sitting there like, do I want to move out of position and scratch it? Like, you know, all these kind of things. So the guided meditations, I feel like, are good for me too. But there are, now that I am getting more into actually doing that and really focusing as I'm meditating, I'm learning to have more control over when it's me solo and really like, and what's the word I'm looking for? Really having like that discipline, that real focus and discipline. Because I know sometimes when I do my meditations, I'll do it in different ways. Sometimes like I will sit up and I'll just kind of meditate, you know, cross my legs like that kind of thing.
Right.
And I'll have like a soft music playing, or sometimes nothing. Or sometimes I'll lay down and I'll kind of just, you know, let my mind kind of go and that kind of thing. So I'll kind of do different things. And sometimes even for me, because I like to write, I like journaling. So sometimes like my meditation is like free writing, like just kind of writing out a lot of my thoughts. So, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. It's, I mean, so many levels to it. And it's all, they're all great, right? There's even moving meditation that I do as well in the mornings. And this kind of just helped me with my life force. It's literally a mix of, what can I call it? It's like Tai Chi slash meditating, because my eyes are closed the whole time.
Oh, okay.
But I love movement meditation as well.
Believe is that like the mudras, the hand movements and those kind of things?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Specifically, I do, it's called He Yi Dao.
Okay.
But yes, it's like one of the movements is called moving the mountain, mm-hmm. right? And then it's almost like when I'm punching out negative energy and then collecting the energy of the universe and then letting go of the negative energy. The whole practice is great. I've been doing it, trying to do it every day, because it's mm-hmm. actually helping to heal my hip. But
nice.
Is it right? So many benefits. But that movement meditation is great. Same as you, you know, without music. Now I'm at a place where in the morning I can meditate for 30 minutes without music. It was right. a point where I used to sit for 2 hours. I don't know how. I still, like, now since I'm super busy, I'm like, how did I do that?
Right.
But yeah, I've done even visualization.
Okay.
Right? Where sometimes you can say a mantra. I know some people will do the Om.
Right.
Right, the sound. And visualization is also another form. So where you're visualizing, whether it's white light or even if it's white light in a certain area in your body,
mm-hmm.
right, some type of receiving, that visualization is another form of meditation, right? You have the breath, focusing on that, similar to Kundalini yoga, right?
When you think, right.
Breathe slow and then even quicker. That actually raises up your energy too. What else am I missing? Oh my goodness. There's so many ways to do this. But I know for me predominantly, I love the mantra,
mm-hmm.
the moving meditation.
Okay.
And also now just sitting quietly without music. Don't get me wrong, music is great sometimes. I'll pop that in there too, but sitting without yeah. music and visualizing me receiving white light energy.
Nice.
Through my palms and my acupoints, top of my head, bottom of my feet.
Okay.
And it gives literally set me off a clear path for when I'm ready to go to teach students as an educator.
Yeah, and you're gonna need it for that too. So
oh yeah. I definitely needed it for that. I remember just a little share in a kiki. This week, actually, Monday, I came into the school and, you know, the students are coming. The mask mandates were now off.
Right. Okay? Yeah. The beginning of the week.
The beginning of the week. So now students are coming. And of course, they're taking off the mask. Some people had them on. But literally the energy in the room, every single class I had, it was wild.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on here? Right. I had to pull myself back. I said, students, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I feel like I'm about to pass out. I don't know what's going on. And they were like, Miss Moore, we understand. So the next day I meditated in the morning. I took a breath. I took my moment. What? I went to that school brand new. They said, Miss Moore, are you okay? I was like, yes. Everything just came. Go, 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 go.
I think too, with the mask mandate being lifted, people just feel like the pandemic's over. Like they feel like they can get like a big breath of fresh air.
Right.
Like they just feel like a weight is lifted off their shoulder, even though the pandemic is not over. But
yeah. Say that,
but they feel that way. And so they just have that race of energy, like that wild energy that you were feeling. Because you can see it now in I don't know if everybody else can, but even when I go outside, you can kind of see the difference in people's, I don't know, body language, your stature, just mm-hmm. kind of how they're moving. how they're talking with each other. Because, you know, when the pandemic first hit and everybody had the mask on, even up from back in 2020 until now, everybody still kind of kept a distance with the mask on.
Yes.
And it was almost like, I don't want to get too close to you. I want to talk to you, but I don't want to talk to you. It was kind of like a weird, awkward kind of thing sometimes, a body language going on.
For sure.
But now with the mask off, some people may feel like, oh my God, I can like really talk to you again now. So I think that's kind of what it is. Like just that excitement of like, just the feeling that, okay, no more masks, no more pandemic, even though we're still in the pandemic. Yeah. And just the feeling of like, I can probably really connect with you now because I'm taking this off. So it's like wild excitement, like high energy, excitement.
And what's so interesting is because I've seen the wild high excitement, but I also seen another half of people where they had this some type of anxiety about it too.
Yeah, because they're nervous. They're nervous because they know like the pandemic's not over. So if I take this off.
And it's this weird dynamic happened. So I'm just like, whoa, guys, I need a moment. Yeah.
You
know, but it, yeah, that Monday, it hit hard. And it's still kind of funky with both, you know, we have teachers, we have students.
Yeah.
This is high school. They're pretty, for the most part, responsible, but, you know, that varies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been an interesting trial and error, I will say, to see how it was on Monday and so far how it's been through the week.
Right.
So again, you know, taking us back to what I kind of started with, like,
yeah,
just finding your center is so important.
Yeah.
Amongst it all, because at that moment on Monday, I'm being as open as I can, as an open book, I literally felt like, whoa, right? And again, we're human, right? So I'm like, wait a minute, y'all, wait. And I noticed that. And I'm glad that I did, right? At any moment, I could have probably exploded or maybe come across to the students a different way and say, hey, no, you listen, you sit down, you know, whatever it may be. But I noticed what I was feeling before I was able to project.
Right.
And that's another part of my journey too, that understanding of knowing what's happening before I'm able to project it onto somebody else.
Right.
Okay. So when I noticed that, I said, let me go home, readjust. I did what I had to do. Yes, meditation was a part of that for me.
Right.
And next day it was like, yep, all right, I'm back. I'm centered. Let's go.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, so I feel like the meditation almost trains you in a way, like to really always take a step back and like know that you have to be centered or get as centered as you can, depending on where you are.
Yeah.
But just, you know, and that comes with doing like breath, taking breaths and collecting your thoughts and like that kind of thing. So, yeah, I totally get that. I remember when a funny story I'll share when I first started meditating. I remember the first week. Every time I did it, I would fall asleep. Like, and I was like, why? It's like, I don't think this is part of it.
Well, hey, believe it or not. Well, depending on the type of meditation, sleeping is actually not a bad thing.
Okay. That makes me feel better. Because I was sitting up, and it was like way before my bedtime. It would be like at 9 o'clock at night. So I knew I wasn't like sleepy tired where I was like, oh, it's time for bed. I was just like, okay, I'm going to fit this in my schedule at this time to make sure I get it done. And I remember it was a couple nights that week, maybe two or three nights that week. I was like sitting up. I had my yoga mat out and I was like sitting up and I was just like doing some deep breaths. I had a soft music playing in the background. And then next thing you know, like, I just kind of started dozing off. And I was like, I don't think this is supposed to happen. And I was like, I don't know. I remember I asked one of my friends, I was like, is this okay? Like, am I doing it right? And she's like, you just needed your rest, I guess.
You needed your rest. Yes, she did.
I said, okay. But it was just so funny because I felt like there's got to be a right way to do it. And I I was like, oh, I'm doing it all wrong. But it was just so funny because I was like, yeah, leave it up to me. I'll be the one to like knock out after like 5 minutes. Like, all right.
So that is so funny. You were not the listen. It was a point where I was snoring. Okay. When I first started, but again, you needed your rest. So like I said earlier, right. You know, when you do start meditating, just like sleeping normally, right, in meditative state, you actually recover and you get rest, right? Yeah,
right.
So when you fully feel that, boy, did you need rest, okay? So, boy, did you need it to sleep. There's been places I've been to that has, I mean, amazing energy. I mean, you know, certain churches I'm sure people go to, they feel like they want to go to sleep, right? Certain temples, possibly, they feel like they want to go to sleep. Again, the energy might be so healing in that area, right? You needed your rest, so it's filling you up,
right
and that's a whole nother conversation, but
yeah, no, that makes complete sense, and it's totally true.
Yeah,
it's restorative. It was restoring me totally.
100. So don't feel bad, girl, okay?
But yeah, that was, so I was like, I just had to share that because it was so funny, and I was like, oh man. But it makes sense. It was pre-pandemic, so I was doing a lot, like commuting to work, kids to school, all by 8 a.m. Don't ask me how I could do that now, because I don't think I ever could do it again. So this is pre-pandemic. So I kind of got spoiled with the pandemic and no commuting with the whole working from home situation. But when I think about it, before COVID hit, I did so much before 8 a.m. It was crazy. When I think about it now, I'm like, how in the world was I doing that? Wow. And the kids too. Because they had to be to school, so they had to get up and get ready. Like, we had to get moving. And, yeah, so there were definitely some, you know, pandemic. When COVID hit, and nobody liked it, and I get it. But also, I think there were some revelations that the pandemic brought. And I also think were some positives that the pandemic brought out. Maybe the representation or how we received some of those positives were, you know, like didn't feel too comfortable. But I do think like it definitely created situations and environments where it was like, had you thinking about a lot of different things, which you did pre-COVID, and you just were left wondering like, how in the world was I doing that? Or why was I doing
that? What? Exactly. Oh yes. Awaken so many people. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, so. I'm sure folks, and this is why another thing, working from home opened up the doors, okay?
Yeah.
To so many jobs. It's like, why do I gotta go in the office? I could do this at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, it just goes back to that fact of really understanding how rest is important.
Yeah.
Right? I've seen even the little things, going to the bathroom when you need to, getting a little snack when you can.
right.
Really filling up your body to do its best is so important. Those values, spending time with family, like all these things happen, right? During the pandemic, even hosting the meditations that I'm doing started because of the pandemic.
Right.
All amazing things came out of it, but it opened folks' eyes to like, wait, what was I really doing with my time? Right. Was I just going on the clock like a robot?
Right. Yeah, I'm so used to that routine.
That constant routine.
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. We got a little sidetracked with COVID, but all ties into this whole topic that we were talking about too. But I think to wrap it up, I think overall, meditation and just like getting yourself centered, however you meditate, if it's after prayer, you meditate for yourself, or if it's before prayer, or if you know, you just meditate, however you do it, I think the idea behind it is to really tap into you and get your mind and yourself in a space where you can truly like focus, but understand your thoughts and just kind of really just kind of be, like, just really be in that moment and in that present time.
Yes, and begin to heal too.
Right. and the healing process. And I think as Black women, just in generations before us, Black women before us never had an opportunity to really do that. It was always get up and go, get up and do this, take care of this, do this, do this. And then came along that Black strong woman trope and all of those things that stem from that. So I think, you know, there are so many instances where we should have had a moment to pull away and we didn't. And I think that's why it's crucial that, you know, whether people believe in meditation or not, to have some form of it in their self-care, you know, for their health. So, but Melissa, thank you so much for being on the episode and for chatting with me. It was great talking to you and just learning a little bit more.
Yes, it was a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And everybody who tuned in, thank you for listening. And Melissa, really quickly before you go, do you want to share? You did say you started a page for this. So you want to share that social media or your website?
Yes, sure. I am on Instagram. It's called the Healing Circle. Well, Healing Circle, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, 2 underscores circle. Mm-hmm. You can also find me with the Healing Circle on Facebook, but right there and on Instagram, you can find the links to our weekend meditation to log right in. It starts 9:15 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. We start at 9 to really do a pre-meditation, talking about that breath work and guided meditation to really feel your body before you are able to receive positive healing energy. So excited to host the that event. We have a special event on Sunday actually with Master Lucia. And I'm just excited to share and help as many people as I can.
I'll be at one of those Saturday or Sunday. I'll set my alarm and I'll be at one of those. I will say I did pop in last Sunday.
Yes.
Which was really good. And it was a great start to my Sunday. Like, Sundays are my favorite day of the week. Just technically, not to be all geeky and nerdy, but, you know, technically it's the first day of the week.
It is.
But it's just not the first day of the week in the regular person's mind, for whatever reason, however we've been programmed.
Right.
But I treat it as like the start of my week. So I like to get up, not too early on a Sunday, but I like to get up earlier than usual and really get like something going on for my day. Mm. You know, doing this, doing that, some sort of organization, some sort of routine. And so
The prep.
And so doing that on Sunday, that was great. Like a great start to my Sunday and doing that. And then all the other things I had to do Sunday and just like getting my energy together and preparing mentally, like for the week ahead. Well, the continuation of the week, like when Monday and Tuesday and all the rest of the days came. But so yeah, last Sunday, I felt great afterwards. I felt like, okay, I can get up and go. And like, I'm doing this. Ooh. And I felt like by Sunday evening, it was like, wow, this was a good day. I felt like I managed my time really well, because throughout the day I had a light energy and I felt like, okay, when I have a light energy, I'm not rushing to do the next thing. I'm not like missing what I'm supposed to be doing because I don't feel like it. I feel like I can get something done.
Moving with ease.
Right. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So I just wanted to pop that in there too, but I'll put, for you guys listening, I will put her Instagram and her Facebook page in the links in the description of this episode so you guys can find her on social media and everything like that. But Melissa, thank you again. And everyone who tuned in, I hope you got something from this. So until next time, peace. Night.
Bye.